Now we're being joined by the newest North Carolina Tar Heel, that being Pete Nance, who's going to be banging in the post with Armando Bacot, our guy we've gotten to know the last handful of years.
Armando!
And I got to ask you this, though. When North Carolina first appeared on your radar screen, when North Carolina was playing Duke in the Final Four, where was Pete Nance watching?
I was watching, at home with my family, just being able to be there and watch that with them, I think is something I've kind of done every year. And, it was definitely a really cool experience being able to follow that run that these guys made. And, it just kind of always makes me hungry to be out there. So to be here is to be here and have a chance to hopefully, make a run at that again is surreal.
See, that was before you entered the portal, though. So what would Pete Nance at that time have told me if I informed him he'd be playing with all these guys who ended Coach K's career with the exception of Brady Manning?
It would have definitely been awesome to hear. At that time I was real focused on the NBA draft process. So I kind of had my mind set on, being able to go to the next level, hopefully. But, luckily, it wasn't where I wanted to be. So I think having the opportunity to come back to college and play for such an amazing program, like North Carolina with, so much history and, such an amazing roster and amazing coaches, I think is really just a dream come true.
Pete Nance, North Carolina big, joining us on WSJS News Talk Sports. So your older brother, he went from Wyoming to the NBA, and I can imagine even though your dad was in the league for a while, there's still some culture shock that comes with that. Are you experiencing at all any culture shock, or you expect you're going to see it transferring from Northwestern to Carolina?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. For sure. I think the history, and I think the storied history, obviously walking in here and seeing these banners and these National Player of the Year jerseys all hanging up, I think is something that I'm not really used to. But I think it's really cool to be here, and I think you could tell just walking in the Smith Center that there's, some incredible things that have been done here and some amazing players that have walked through. And I think just being in this environment has really been amazing for me.
For those who don't know, your older brother's Larry Nance Jr. in the league. He's 7 years older than you, Pete. So what's the closest you ever came to beating him one on one?
Well, I haven't. I've come pretty close over the years. When I was younger, he usually beat up on me pretty good.
Yeah, 7 years is a lot, man. 7 years.
I know. No, for sure. And he's always been really strong. So he's kind of always really bullied me and kind of pushed me around being the older brother. But I think over the past couple of years, I think he purposely really wasn't keeping score on the games that we played. So, because he doesn't want to know who wins, because it might not have been him every time. So, it's definitely been fun to get close to him in that way,
But
as I've gotten older.
But you have beaten Pops, though, right?
Oh, easy. Easy. Yeah, no problem. He's too slow now. He can't keep up.
Pete Nance is with us here from the Tar Heels. Who's the guy that's really made you feel at home since arriving?
Yeah, I think there have been a couple of guys. I think Justin McCoy has really made me feel welcome. Invited me to dinner and stuff like that and kind of helping me get to know some of the best restaurants and things like that in town.
Where's he sending you? Where's McCoy sending you?
Man, I've been to Stony River's really good.
Oh.
Obviously, it's a little bit of a bigger name, but been to Ben and Jerry's and Franklin has been really good. A bunch of different places, but I've definitely appreciated him for that. And then I've been getting closer and closer with with Armando, being able to go through workouts with him and stuff like that, him and Coach May, I think, you know, that's been great as well. So I really appreciate those guys making the effort to make me feel comfortable.
We're getting to know Pete Nance, noted ice cream enthusiast, it sounds like, joining us here. On the way out, did you get to play in some of those pickup games with the North Carolina NBA guys who came back?
You know, I've been able to play in a couple for sure.
How'd that go?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I think, you know, I think it says a lot about the program that those guys want to come back and kind of take time to try to, you know, play with the guys that are currently on the team. And I think, you know how good of a player these guys were here, guys like Tyler Hansborough and Marcus Page and Justin Jackson, Cam Johnson. But I think it really says a lot about their character and who they are as a person, with them coming back and kind of giving their time to the guys that are next up. So it's been really cool for me to see.
Pete Nance, look forward to seeing you face to face. Thanks for making the time. Welcome to the Carolinas.
All righty. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.